I'm so glad to be here with my friend Brian Manley, who's with us from Beirut, Lebanon. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you.
We're glad that you're here with us. Brian, tell us your connection to Pioneer Memorial Church.
Well, as a late teenager, I was a church member there.
And you've also served as a professor at Andrews?
That's right, for about 6 years.
And why are you in Lebanon these days?
That's a long story.
God brought you as missionaries.
I work at Middle East University here in Beirut, Lebanon, which is the only Seventh-day Adventist university in the entire Middle East region.
So you've been serving there for several years.
That's right.
What happened on Tuesday a few weeks ago?
Well, from my perspective, I was heading home from the university at about 6 p.m. And there was, I remember climbing into the elevator in our apartment, and I paused for just a second to gather something that was sitting outside the elevator that we needed to take to our house. In that split second, I heard a loud explosion, and I think many of you may have seen on the news a really supersonic, huge explosion in the port of the city.
So several hundred were killed, thousands were wounded, and hundreds of thousands are left homeless. What has been the response of the Adventist church community to this tragedy?
I think at first it was mainly to join our Lebanese community and go down and just see how we can start helping clean up. Because the city was literally covered in glass.
Shattered windows, broken cars, homes destroyed. And many times you and students would go down there and be involved in the cleanup.
Yes, we have a nice coordinated group of students who are partnering with ADRA to help clean up, our local church members, our students. And we're also partnering with some local NGOs to just do whatever each community needs and work with other groups of young people who are helping to clean up. They're just going door to door, helping people try to rearrange their life, get rid of all the glass that's embedded throughout the apartments down there, and meet people's needs.
The university suffered some damage, but it wasn't extensive. We're thankful for that. But many of the students who come from off campus probably had some suffering, loss of homes or family members or jobs.
Yeah, that's right. It's still, you know, being evaluated how much the lives of people who are touched by our Adventist community here have been impacted.
Now, the Lebanese economy was already in trouble, and the coronavirus has multiplied that. And now this catastrophe has placed a huge economic burden on the country.
That's right.
So the church family there has been providing food, ADRA's assisting, there's many NGOs. What would be one thing that you would say is most needed at this point?
That's a very good question. On the one hand, there's psychological needs, there's emotional support, people just need to replace their doors and windows. Mm-hmm. There's just an endless need of glass to replace doors and windows. But I think because of the broader challenges that the country's facing economically, that this just added to, as you mentioned, really, I think the need is related to education, because the schools still need to be supported, and we have some precious, two precious Adventist elementary schools and our university here, which are facing, are trying to struggle with the, deal with the economic challenge, the virus and everything, and remain open and keep educating the young people here with a solid Christian education. So for me, I think it's rebuilding the future lives and keeping the young people from missing too much of their educational experience.
And we're thankful that here at Pioneer Memorial Church, we have an Impact for Lebanon Fund that people here can assist you in process and partner with you.
Yeah.
Young people need hope and encouragement at this time, don't they?
They do.
So there's a need for prayer and for caring on your campus.
Yes.
Well, Brian, God bless you with your ministry there, your teaching ministry at Middle East University. Anything else you would want to add?
I would just like to thank you, Pastor Russell, and also the extended church family, the body there at Pioneer Memorial and in that community for praying, lifting up Lebanon, lifting up this institution here, and for all those who have donated, who've sacrificed, who are reaching out and concerned. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's encouraging, it's inspiring, and it is helping everyone to move forward together here.
It's a wonderful thing to be part of the family of God globally as well as locally.
Amen.
God bless you, Brian.
Thank you.
How are you doing, Richard? What's that?
He's asking you whether you have time to do it one more.
I have a class in 15 minutes, so whatever he thinks we need to do, I just need to be in the classroom in 15 minutes.
Did you hear that?
I can't hear you.
This could be the problem fix. Are you hearing myself again?
Please, please. Richard, I'm not hearing. I can hear myself okay, and I can hear Brian.
Can you still hear yourself?
Yeah, I can still hear myself.
Is it a loop or is it live?
Is it an echo? It was looping a lot, echoing a lot, but it seemed to diminish as we went along. Maybe he was tweaking something. Does he feel we're okay, or do we need to redo something? Sorry, I can't hear you, Gadia.
Said the halfway through we got better.
Okay.
It's like he wants to get part of the beginning.
Okay. Let's start again. Okay. Let's see if we can give this about five more minutes, Brian. Then I'll have
what
to
What are
run.
We doing?
We're going to start the beginning again. It wasn't as clear.
Oh, man. Okay.
So, actually,
if we could leave off the word missionary, it'd be better for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Very important. Okay, so I think we'll go ahead and assume that they're ready. So, and then I'll have to go pretend to be a teacher.
I can vouch that you are a good teacher.
Good at pretending. I'll look for Gadiel to... Are we good to go? I'd like to welcome a good friend of mine, Brian Manley, professor of art and design at Middle East University in Beirut, Lebanon. Brian, welcome. We're glad to have you with us today.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
You know, Brian, Middle East University has a special place, a connection with Andrews University and Pioneer Memorial Church, because many times church members from here and students have visited on our friendship teams every year as we go over. And you have a connection to Pioneer Memorial Church. You first came on this campus as a young man, if I remember right.
That's right. Late grade school and most of my high school years, I was a member at Pioneer Memorial Church.
And now you're an art professor in Beirut, Lebanon at Middle East University. You were there when this terrible explosion took place. Could you describe that for us again? Tell us what was happening on that Tuesday, that fateful Tuesday.
Well, for me personally, I was just heading home from the office, and it was about 6 o'clock in the evening, and I climbed into the elevator. And as I was getting in the elevator in our apartment, I stepped out for just a second, and the delay was critical because the blast, which a few seconds later exploded a window and a door in our apartment and would have just embedded me with shards. I was in the elevator and just pausing for a minute to pull something in, and there was a massive explosion. By the time I got upstairs a few seconds later, I could see glass everywhere in the front room of our apartment. And this was the case of hundreds and thousands of people across Lebanon, and many of them were in their residence when the glass shattered from that huge explosion.
So the largest, we think, peacetime explosion in human history took place as this explosion ripped through the city of Beirut. Hundreds of thousands of people left homeless, several thousand injured, a few hundred were killed, but the devastation is everywhere.
Yes, it's really, really mind-boggling. When I had to go downtown that evening with my wife to pick up someone who was stranded downtown, and the devastation was unbelievable. There were so many bleeding people, suffering people, and just broken homes.
So describe a little bit the kind of damage to the buildings, the streets, and so forth, please.
Yes, anything that was glass pretty much broke more than a 3-kilometer radius. So many windows, facades of buildings, banks were completely, any glass facade to a building was totally destroyed. There were places we were driving through probably 2 or 3 inches worth of glass on the main roads going through downtown. People slipping and falling on the glass like it was ice. It was a horrible, a nightmare, real nightmare.
I think that gives us enough, Brian.
Okay. Good.
Was that more comfortable for you in terms of introduction?
Yeah, that was great.
Okay. All right, Brian, I'm going to run to class.
Perfect.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.